hotel room all to myself. Man, I really lucked out on this. I feel bad for everyone else who has to share rooms. 4 to a room. God, I just... So sorry for them. Oh. Who could that be? I thought everyone already went to bed. Maybe it's the program coordinator. Maybe there's been like a change in schedule or something. What are you doing here? I'm sorry, I must be having a nightmare or a complete mental breakdown because you're not supposed to be here. What the hell, nerd? You're in the summer intensive program. I didn't see your name on the list. You got admitted late, so your name's not on the list. Wow. And just when I thought I was gonna have a blissful summer without having to see your nerdy face, here you are. So what are you doing here? I know you just told me what you're doing here. What I'm asking is, what are you doing here? Knocking on my hotel room door at 10 p.m. Yes, my room? What do you mean? Your room? You think this is your room? No. No. That's definitely a mistake. This is my room. I was assigned this hotel room. You see? Room 313. That's mine. What paper? What paper says it's yours? Give me that. Assigned a room 313. Room 313. This is your assignment. They're saying, this is your room? Okay, well, obviously there's been a massive mistake because, this is my room, like I said. And, gosh, there's just no room for you. Sorry. Good night. So I'm not gonna get rid of you that easy, huh? Fine. Why don't you go back downstairs to the front desk and tell them there's been a mistake. They're sold out for the night? What are you talking about? Just go tell them there's been a mistake. They'll put you in a room with someone else. Listen, nerd. If this is some kind of trick, if this is you trying to sleep in the same bed with me or something, it's not gonna work, okay? This is a pathetic excuse. This is a pathetic attempt to get close to me or to see me in my pajamas or whatever weird thing this is you're doing. Oh my god. Okay, just get inside. Yes, just come inside. We'll call the program coordinator or something. I don't know why you're putting your stuff down. You're not staying here. Yeah, just call her. I'm sure there's a reasonable solution. Just something got mixed up. She's not answering? Seriously, she's not answering? It went to voicemail. Okay. Okay. I just want to let you know up front, you just ruined my night. Yeah. I'm exhausted from traveling all day. I need to get some sleep because, as you know, we have a huge day tomorrow with the tour and the presentations and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah. This night just went from blissful to obnoxious, thanks to you. What are we gonna do? You mean, what are you gonna do? I'm gonna sleep in my room tonight. My room, which I was assigned. And, as you may have noticed, there's only one bed. So that's what I'll be doing, sleeping in that bed. I have no idea what you're supposed to do. Whatever it is, though, it's not going to be sleeping in this bed with me. God, you are filled with questions tonight, aren't you? Annoying as ever. I don't know. Sleep on the floor. Sleep in that armchair. Whatever you want to do. I don't care. I'm traumatized enough already by you seeing me in my pajamas. I'm getting in bed. You can do whatever. Just don't be weird. Oh, and naturally, it goes without saying, but you're not going to breathe a word of this to anybody, okay? I have a, pretty important reputation to uphold, and I really don't need it to be tarnished by people talking about the night we spent together. What are you doing? Don't get... Go in the bathroom to put on your pajamas or take your clothes off or whatever. God. I don't care you're just taking your shoes off. Just do it away from me. I don't want to see that. Oh my God, this isn't happening. This isn't happening. It's okay. It's okay, Alex. You can get through this. One night. One night with the nerd. It'll get fixed tomorrow. And then you won't have to see him again. You won't have to talk to him. You won't have to do anything. Just one night. Here, take one of my extra pillows. I'm not being nice, I don't want you to wake up with a crick in your neck tomorrow. Because then you'll complain about it and I'll have to hear it, and I don't wanna. No, wait, before I go to sleep, answer me this one question. How on earth did you get into this program? Now, I know you're smart and everything. I mean, you're a nerd, obviously. But you need, like, a ton of extracurricular activities, references. Like, you generally have to be liked in order to get into this program. So how the hell did you do it? Whatever. Well, nerd... Don't think I'm going to be any easier on you just because we're not on campus. You're still a nerd, and, you know, this is probably the closest you're ever going to get to getting any attention from women, so enjoy it. I'm going to sleep. Try not to be weird. What's that noise? What are you doing? Are you shivering? Wait, that noise is your teeth chattering. Oh my God. Look, I have very specific requirements to be able to fall asleep, and your teeth chattering in my ear is not one of them. Get up and... So can you... quit it? It is pretty cold in here. And it's probably really cold on the floor. Oh, I'm not giving you my blanket, so... I can't believe I'm saying this. Just get in the bed with me. I said get in the bed with me. Just come on, quick. Before I change my mind. You. I swear, if you tell anyone, if you breathe a word about this to anyone, I will make your life on campus hell. Okay? I will. I will trip you every time I see you. I will stuff you in your locker every single day as many times as possible, okay? Do not tell anyone about this. Got it? Good. Now you stay on that side. I'm gonna stay on this side. You see this? This line right here in the middle? Don't cross it. If you cross it, you don't want to know what's gonna happen. Got it? You're still shivering. Don't apologize. It's a stupid thing to be sorry for. Just... can you... maybe move a little closer to the middle? Because my body heat will radiate to you, and then you'll stop shivering and keeping me from going to sleep. I'm not gonna sleep tonight, am I? I should just accept it now. Oh my god. Okay. Fine. Fine. Just come here. I said come here. Come closer. Well, clearly you need someone to warm you up, so that's what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna lay up against your backside, okay? Yeah, I'm gonna spoon you. That's what it's called. I'm gonna spoon you so that you can stop shivering, your teeth will stop chattering, and we can just go to sleep. Okay? So just stay still. Is that helping? You don't have to thank me. And you don't have to apologize. It's cold in here. Hey, what's that? Oh, I guess I've never noticed before. You have a birthmark on your neck. Yeah. Look, I know this is weird, okay? It's obviously really, really weird for me, and I'm sure it is for you too, but... I'm sorry, I shouldn't have made you sleep on the floor. No, I mean, you're a human being, you're not an animal. I'm just angry, annoyed that you were here. Well, yeah, I thought I had this room to myself all night. I was so excited. Not having to share a bed with a bunch of other girls. Would you quit apologizing? Look, you and I know we don't know each other very well, but... it's kind of nice to, I don't know, see a familiar face here. I'm not saying we're going to be friends or anything. I'm just saying I didn't know anyone in the program. It's been kind of lonely already. So I'm just, whatever. Just be quiet. I know I'm the one who started talking. You annoy me so much, you know that? Just lay there and let me give you my body heat, okay? It's helping, right? Like, I'm not just spooning you for no reason. Good. Your teeth have stopped chattering, so that's good. Here, let me pull the blankets up. Yeah, that should help. What did you say? You know that I'm a nice person. Are you mental? Like, are you... You're telling me you think I'm nice when I bully you every single day. You've seen me be nice to other people? Oh, please. He's not my boyfriend. I know everyone says we should date, but that's just because we're both, like, you know, popular or whatever. Well, maybe I don't like him. And maybe just because we're both popular doesn't mean we have to date each other. I should be able to date whoever I want, no matter, you know, if they're popular or an athlete or goth or a nerd. Don't get any ideas. I'm just saying, people put me in boxes a lot, you know? People treat me a certain way because they think being friends with me is, you know, good for them. Like, good for their reputation or something. No, I just mean no one... I don't feel like anyone really knows me, you know? I get treated a certain way based on how I look and who I hang out with, but no one really knows me. This really must be a nightmare. I'm laying in bed, spooning the nerd that I've just spent the last 4 years bullying, and telling him all of my deepest, darkest secrets. Well, I'm sure it doesn't need to be said again, but obviously, you're never telling anyone about this. You know, I've never really noticed that you smell nice. Yeah, you... I don't know. You smell like home or something. Thanks, I guess. I mean, I already knew I smelled nice, but... Hey, can I put my arm around your... around you? I just think it'll be more comfortable for you. You'll get warmer faster. Okay. How's that? I could, like, run my hands up and down your arms if you want. Okay. Yeah, your skin is still pretty cold. Listen, nerd. I mean, listen. I'm sorry for all the times that I've bullied you, made you feel bad. I guess It's like I said earlier, I just... Sometimes I don't really feel understood by the people I hang out with, and... I don't know. For whatever reason, I feel understood by you, I guess. You feel really good. Let's just go to sleep, okay? I can figure all this out in the morning. But if you really were assigned this room, then, you know, it's probably fine if you stay. Yeah, it's fine. It's whatever. I'm kind of homesick anyway, so maybe it'd be a good thing if you stayed. Okay. I should try to go to sleep now. I'm just gonna keep holding on to you if you don't mind. Well, good night, nerd.